The Africa Report.
It's about 24 minutes past 5 o'clock. You are tuned into Cape Talker. We're taking a look at the Sunrise Africa Report. Joining me on the line is Sokha Sibiya. Very good morning and happy Friday to you.
Good morning, Ronaldo, and your listeners.
What's happening in the Africa Report this morning?
I've got just three great feel-good stories for you, and one of them is about a Ugandan couple who basically defined the meaning of love lives here. I don't know if you've ever seen that on social media, where couples pose together and their hashtag is always love lives here.
Mm.
Yes, now with this one, it's a bit of a different twist. So Megan Nangambirwa is a badminton player from Uganda. She's 30 years old. And when she came back to her home country in 2014 after the Commonwealth Games, she came back as a national hero for what she had done at those games. But what she found a week later was that she ended up having to flee her home. And that's because a neighbor had basically found her in a compromising position with her partner, who happened to be a woman at that time.
Mm.
And, you know, in Uganda, homosexuality is actually something that is frowned upon or looked down upon. And they had to flee. So, you know, this whole piece is about how they've actually managed as a couple to leave Uganda and actually find a better life elsewhere. And this has been in the UK, where they've settled and are now able to basically express their love the way that they can.
Mm.
And this is why it talks about the love lives here. So it's that play on that thing, you know, that love lives here in a place where you can both be together.
Mm.
And they've basically sought asylum there in the UK and are basically now taking their relationship further and actually able to express how they feel about each other. Part of the things that she's doing as a badminton player and a celebrity in Uganda is to raise awareness about this, you know, that in terms of in Uganda, how homosexuality is frowned upon and how they can actually even help other people who leave. Because nowadays, it's not just about the asylum seeking, it's not only about the war or other circumstances, but even persecution and discrimination is part of it, and the raising awareness around that.
I'm very happy they are doing that, because like you mentioned, when it comes to the situation with LGBTI rights and perceptions in Africa and actually across the world, for the matter, mm-hmm. it's quite sad to see that many countries are still behind in many aspects of this. And it's really, I think, necessary that people, public figures like the couple and the lady you are speaking about, actually become ambassadors and role models and tries to change the narrative, because essentially there's a little girl or a little boy sitting there thinking, I can't be who I am because mm-hmm. it's frowned upon.
Exactly. That's the message they're trying to send. And, you know, in her interview, she talks about that it's not easy just because they're in the UK. It's not that, you know, they are accepted. But she says it's much better than where I'm from. Where I'm from, I could have been killed just because of who I am. Here, although there are the stairs, there's the stigma, but people are willing to find out more, you know.
Mm.
And you're able to actually, as she says, you know, we are able to hold hands here.
Mm.
And, you know, something as little, but it means so much in a relationship, where you're able to actually show your love for the person that you love. And we take it for granted at times. And then she says that in the space that they're at right now, they're able to do that.
Phenomenal. The second story coming out of the Africa Report regarding some South Sudanese kids.
Yes, you know, and as we're talking about this, we were speaking about South Sudan is basically the east or top of Africa in the north as well. And what happens there is with the civil war, children are always affected by civil wars, because if their parents are not killed, they become child soldiers. So what's happened is you know, with such traumatic experiences, many children don't know how to then handle the anger or the emotions that come along with it. And what they found was that many orphans in South Sudan then end up landing on the streets, being part of gangs, being very violent. So what's happened is they've started a campaign or a program where now they foster these children, and in part of their program, they teach them martial arts. So basically how to channel the energies or the feelings that they're feeling, that instead of fighting, you know, just to prove a point on the streets, but now they fight with a purpose. I think that's what martial arts teaches you, or even sports like boxing or any sports that you feel might be too violent, but it actually teaches you how to control your emotions and how to only hit back when there's a need to. So it helps them deal with the emotions they're going through, and they're now learning martial arts and they're doing quite well, and they found that the program has really helped many of them speak about the trauma that they've gone through, and it's helped them to basically even get off the streets and start focusing or channeling their energies in a more positive way, whether it's them going back to school, mentoring other children who are still left on the streets and trying to rope them back into this program. But they found that now they have an outlet for the anger or the trauma that they've been feeling.
I always sit with a smile when I do chat to you. It's been great chatting to you this morning. I also hear that it's your birthday on Sunday. A happy early birthday for you, and I hope you enjoy that celebration.
Thank you very much.
Sokisubia in the Sunrise Africa Report, bringing us to 30 minutes.